I'm Ellie Hartlib, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, a surprising Super Tuesday. It looks like Donald Trump really is here to stay. He picked up 7 wins in the 13 states that voted, and his ongoing success is leaving some a little puzzled. Both Trump and Marco Rubio have resorted to amped-up name-calling, and Jimmy Fallon pokes fun at this unusual strategy. Meanwhile, Conan O'Brien suggests you may want to start searching for real estate in Canada if things keep going Trump's way. Fallon, O'Brien, and Jimmy Kimmel on this ever-changing race in today's Punchlines.
13 states are holding either primaries or caucuses in the big event called Super Tuesday. Yes, Super Tuesday. It's a big deal. Super Tuesday. Yeah, this year, Super Tuesday will be followed by Trump won everything Wednesday. True story.
Yeah, he's gonna win.
It's gonna be huge. Yeah.
Followed by checking out Canadian Real Estate Thursday.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. We're all gonna lose. There was voting today in 13 states with hundreds of delegates at stake. I thought this was interesting. Jeb Bush spent his Super Tuesday, you know, he's not running now, so he spent his Super Tuesday at home ironing and re-ironing his Tommy Bahama shirts.
Donald Trump keeps saying stuff. I guess that's what he does. Donald Trump, this is his latest. Donald Trump said, quote, "There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have." Yeah, that's right. He said, "In some states, I'm hated equally by blacks and Hispanics." So it works out.
Nice. Donald Trump has been he's been defending himself after failing to immediately condemn an endorsement from former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke. Trump blamed his hesitation on a bad earpiece, or maybe he said hairpiece. I'm not sure. It's something was bad.
Actually, the front runners for the Republicans are Marco Rubio and Donald Trump. And if you haven't been following the election so far, this is where we're at right now.
Thank God he has really large ears, the biggest ears I've ever seen.
I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands?
I have never seen any human being sweat like this guy.
And you know what they say about men with small hands?
This guy couldn't be elected dog catcher right now if he ran.
Donald is not going to make America great. He's going to make America orange.
I feel like we're just a day away from, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I?
Pee-wee.
Sanders, Bernie Sanders won his home state of Vermont. Clinton and Trump won everything else. This primary campaign so far has been very entertaining, but also very disturbing, especially for moderate Republicans. Senator John McCain, who, as you may recall, ran for president in 2008, was on the O'Reilly Factor last night, where he openly lamented the current state of discourse among his party's candidates.
Putin is dismembering Ukraine. The Middle East is in chaos thanks to this feckless foreign policy of failed leadership of Barack Obama. And what are we talking about? We're talking about the size of people's ears and throwing water around the stage and talking about the size of people's hands. That's not, the American people deserve a lot better.
You think? Because I don't think we do. I feel like we might be getting exactly what we deserve.
Analysts say Hillary Clinton's plan to defeat Donald Trump involves painting Trump as, quote, dangerous and bigoted. Yeah. She plans on doing this by quoting Trump accurately. That's the kind of scheme. Sort of immediate.
Even if or when Trump does get the nomination, he's going to have his work cut out for him. According to a new CNN poll, both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders would beat him in a head-to-head matchup if it happened today. The poll has Hillary winning 52% to 44% and Sanders winning 55 to 43, although Trump still has a strong lead among registered voters who collect pocket knives. So,
with today being Super Tuesday, millions of Americans headed to the polls to support candidates in state primaries and caucuses. And on their way out, they received a sticker that said, "I voted." Well, this year, there were actually a variety of stickers that were given out. Let me show you what I mean. This sticker said, "I voted so I could be late for work." Yeah. This one said, I participated in the upcoming apocalypse.
I'll take that one.
At the end, at the end. Next, there's I thought the voting booth was a changing room, and I used it to try on bras. And finally, I voted for Hillary because she was in the voting booth when I stepped inside smoking a cigar saying, we can do this the easy way or the hard way.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.